fans, we can all listen to the Sunny Side of Sports.
Great show, bro. This is Sunny Side of Sports.
Right here on the Voice of America.
Voice of America.
This is VOA's Sonny Young in Washington. Welcome to the Sunny Side of Sports. It's good to be back in the big chair, to quote my friend Dan Friedel, after a one-week break. And thanks to Dan for keeping the big chair warm and hosting the past four shows. We're in the big chair at Voice of America headquarters in Washington, D.C. I gotta tell you, it's bitterly cold here in Washington and across much of the United States with wicked winter weather moving in. But Dan's shows warmed my heart as I listened in from the sub-freezing northeastern U.S. state of Maine. Bundle up, sports fans, bundle up. During the National Basketball Association season on Wednesdays, I've been bringing in Wamoyo Hoops Hamza, the Voice of America's Swahili service chief, to talk NBA hoops with me. Well, Mamoyo says he's feeling a bit under the weather in this cold winter weather, and he's not available today, so we hope to catch up with Mamoyo next week. In NBA action Tuesday night, the New Orleans Pelicans rallied to beat the host Houston Rockets. The AP's Adam Spillane reports from Houston, Texas.
With injuries to four starters, the New Orleans Pelicans overcame a 15-point first-half deficit to beat the Houston Rockets 121-116. Jahlil Okafor led the Pelicans with 27 points and 12 rebounds on 11 of 15 shooting. Okafor says playing shorthanded brought his team together.
The message was just to have fun, play together out there, and give it your all, and we'll live with the outcome, and we're able to pull out the W.
Jrue Holiday added 19 points and 8 assists as the Pelicans improved to 23-28. James Harden led all scorers with 37 points, but he shot just 11 of 32 from the field.
We had no energy. We just didn't. It was from the beginning of the game, too. And they were getting too many easy looks, easy layups. We didn't put no defensive pressure on them at all, and it just carried out the entire game.
Kenneth Faried had a 19-point, 11-rebound night, but Houston falls to 29-21. Adam Spillane, Houston.
Thanks, Adam. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Adam mentioned how the Pelicans won in Houston despite being shorthanded with four starters sidelined by injury. Well, the star big man for New Orleans, Anthony Davis, did not play against the Rockets as he chatted with teammates while watching the game from the end of the bench. Before the game, Davis was fined $50,000 by the NBA. The league office said he violated a rule prohibiting players or their representatives from making public trade demands. Earlier, Davis's agent said the Pelicans star will not sign an extension with the team and he wants to be traded. Anthony Davis is under contract with New Orleans through the end of the 2019-2020 season, so we'll have to wait and see how this trade drama plays out. Anthony Davis was drafted by New Orleans with the first overall pick in 2012 after he won a national title with the University of Kentucky. Davis has been named an All-Star the previous five NBA seasons. Meanwhile, the NBA's best record currently belongs to the Milwaukee Bucks. The Bucks scored a 10-point road victory Tuesday night against the Detroit Pistons. It was Milwaukee's 36th win of the season against 13 losses. The AP's Denny Capp reports from Detroit, Michigan.
The Bucks win for the seventh time in their last eight games, powering past the Pistons 115-105. Tied at 35 in the second quarter, Milwaukee used a 21-4 run to push the lead out to 17, a lead it wouldn't relinquish. Giannis Antetokounmpo scored 13 of his team-high 21 in the second half to help Milwaukee earn a sweep of its four-game series with Detroit and improve to 9-1 against its Central Division rivals.
It means a lot to us, but at the end of the day, you know, our goal is, you know, playing late in May and June, but definitely, you know, this sweep, it feels nice.
Pat Connaughton came off the bench to add 16.
I think it says a lot. We learn from our mistakes. I think, you know,
The unfortunate thing in sports is you tend to learn a lot more from losing than you do winning. But to be able to learn from the game before and really implement it the next game to make sure it doesn't carry over is big, and it speaks a lot because in the playoffs, that's what you need to do.
The Bucks inched a half game ahead of the Raptors for the best record in the East. Reggie Jackson paced Detroit with a game-high 25. Denny Kapp, Detroit.
Thanks, Denny. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The Philadelphia 76ers are four games behind the Milwaukee Bucks in the NBA's Eastern Conference. Philadelphia scored a 121-105 road victory Tuesday night against the Los Angeles Lakers. Cameroonian star Joel Embiid had 28 points and 11 rebounds for Philadelphia. And this NBA fun fact about Joel Embiid: the big man from Yaounde is now tied with Frenchman Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz for the league lead in double-doubles with 41. And just a friendly reminder for our VOA listeners, a double-double is NBA talk for double figures in two statistical categories, and a triple-double is double figures in three statistical categories. A guy who's had his share of triple-doubles is Lakers superstar LeBron James. LeBron did not play against Philadelphia. He's been out since Christmas Day with a groin injury, but he's been practicing with the Lakers, and there are reports LeBron could be back on the court Thursday night when the Lakers play their Los Angeles City rival, the Clippers. In four more NBA results Tuesday night, the San Antonio Spurs edged the visiting Phoenix Suns 126-124. In New York City, the Brooklyn Nets beat the visiting Chicago Bulls 122-117. The Oklahoma City Thunder storm past the host Orlando Magic 126-117. And my beloved Washington Wizards were less than magical in Cleveland, Ohio, where they lost to the Cleveland Cavaliers 116-113. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America.
This is Dikembe Mutombo. I am from Africa. Malaria kills thousands of children every day. Don't let your child be one of them. Make sure they sleep under a treated mosquito net. Beating malaria is like winning at basketball. You need to get to the net.
You need to get to the net. Thanks, Dikembe. That's Basketball Hall of Famer Dikembe Mutombo. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. The head coach of Nigeria's national men's basketball team has invited 15 players for the last window of the 2019 FIBA World Cup qualifying tournament. The tournament will take place in Abidjan, Ivory Coast, from February 18th to February 22nd. The Tigers of Nigeria will play Ivory Coast, Central Africa Republic, and Senegal in the qualifying competition. Now, keep in mind, VOA basketball fans, Nigeria has already qualified for this year's FIBA World Cup, which will be staged in China from August 31st to September 15th. Oni Afolabi is a board member of the Nigeria Basketball Federation and media officer of the national team. In an interview with Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Oni talked about the team's preparations for the FIBA World Cup.
Right about now, 15 man list has been released by the head coach of the Tigers, Alex Nwora, and for the final phase, which is the sixth window of the FIBA 2019 Men's World Cup qualifiers. This one is going to take place in Abidjan, February 18 to possibly February 24, you know, depending on the areas that you are playing. Some will be playing in America, some will be playing in Africa. So within that period, right now we've qualified for the World Cup. But, you know, in as much as we've qualified, we were the first country in the world to qualify for the World Cup. So in as much as we've qualified as the number one country all over the world, we need to start preparation early so that we won't just go there and add to numbers of teams that will participate at the World Cup.
Talking about preparations, have the National Association, NBBF, lined up a series of training and program for the national team for the World Cup in China?
Yes, of course. The head coach has submitted his program for the year, and that has also been tabled before the Federation Board. And we are trying to look for ways to make all those things happen because everything still boils down to money. In 2018, you know, the women shocked the world by getting to the quarterfinals of the World Cup, being the first African nation to do that, winning three games in a single World Cup or at a single World Cup. So the attention right now will be on Nigeria, you know, unknown element, but at the same time with quality players. When you get to the NBA, you see some Nigerian players making waves. And when you get to EuroLeague, you see Nigerian players making waves. So for us to harness the talent, the abundant talent that we have home and abroad, then there's a need for us to start early. And then the preparation will be in China for the Stankovic Cup. The preparation also will be in the US and also in Lagos. So by the time that you look at preparation starting probably from May till August, I think the national team will be ready to do Nigerians proud.
Nigeria is blessed with talents in the NBA, in the EuroLeague. Do you think these players can make the difference when you go to the World Cup in China?
Of course. Technically speaking, these are some of the top guys, you know, when it comes to, because for you to be able to play in the NBA, it shows that you are one of the best in the world. Al-Farouq Aminu, that plays for Portland Trailblazer. When you have those type of players in your team, you can take on the world. But what we've been lacking before now is about preparation. All this fire brigade approach to things. But this time around, for the AfroBasket of 2017, something different was done. For the World Cup in 2018 for the women, something different was done. And we got a different result. So this time around also, preparation is key for us to have a very different result. We don't want just to go there and become one of the 16 teams, you know, that will just come for the World Cup. We are coming here to show that 33 in the world is not where we should be. We should be at least top 15 in the world.
That's Oni Afolabi, board member of the Nigeria Basketball Federation and media officer of the national team. And Oni was talking with Iron Mike Mbonye in Lagos, Nigeria. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the Sunny Side of Sports on the Voice of America. Oni Afolabi mentioned Al-Farouq Aminu of the NBA's Portland Trailblazers team. The 28-year-old Aminu is in his ninth season in the NBA. He played previously for the Dallas Mavericks, the New Orleans Pelicans, and the Los Angeles Clippers. This season, Aminu is averaging almost 10 points and 8 rebounds a game for Portland. Let's take a break now for these Voice of America programming announcements. And this professional tennis player with ties to Sierra Leone starts things off.
Hi, I'm Francis Tiafoe. You're listening to Sunny Side of Sports on Voice of America.
Hello, I'm Carol Castiel, host of Press Conference USA, VOA's newsmaker interview program. Join us each Saturday and Sunday when we talk with authors, analysts, and policymakers who provide fresh insight on topics ranging from U.S. politics and foreign policy to science, culture, and global health. You can listen to Press Conference USA on the radio or online at voanews.com/PCUSA. While you're visiting our website, be sure to subscribe to our podcast. We'd also love to hear from you. Just send an email to pcusa@voanews.com or connect with us on Facebook at facebook.com/CarolCastielVOA or on Twitter at CarolCastielVOA. That's Press Conference USA, every Saturday and Sunday on The Voice of America.
If you were to talk to us from the deepest, bitter part of the bottom of your heart. Hello, I am Shaka Sali, the host of Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America. Each Wednesday night, I'll put you in touch with newsmakers and experts as they, you and I, talk about the most important social and political issues in Africa. Shaka Sali saying, I'll be waiting for your call Wednesday night on Straight Talk Africa from The Voice of America.
And my Voice of America colleague, Shaka Sali, will be waiting for you later Wednesday night at 18:30 UTC GMT with another edition of Straight Talk Africa. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, says Ivory Coast has agreed to host the 2023 Africa Cup of Nations tournament instead of the 2021 competition. The move allows Cameroon to stage the 2021 Nations Cup. Our Voice of America football fans will remember Cameroon was stripped of the hosting rights for this year's Nations Cup last November. And CAF then awarded the 2019 tournament to Egypt. Ivory Coast President Alassane Ouattara met Tuesday with CAF President Ahmad, and a deal was reached. Meanwhile, Guinea, which had been slated for the 2023 Nations Cup, will put on the 2025 tournament. So let's try to recap and simplify things for our VOA listeners. The 2019 Nations Cup, the host is Egypt. The 2021 Nations Cup, the host is Cameroon. The 2023 Nations Cup, the host is Ivory Coast. And the 2025 Nations Cup, the host is Guinea. Meanwhile, CAF has also pushed back this year's Nations Cup in Egypt by 1 week, as we hear now from Samson Omale.
The Continental Governing Football Body has changed the kickoff date of the 2019 African Cup of Nations AFCON slated for Egypt. The 24-team tournament, which was initially scheduled for June 14th to July 13th, has now been moved to June 21, with the final set for July 19th in Egypt. The draw is slated for April 12th. In Cairo.
Reports from Cairo say the CAF decision to push back this year's Nations Cup by 1 week was taken to cater for the holy month of Ramadan. Morocco, Tunisia, and Algeria reportedly wanted their players to have time to rest after the end of Ramadan. During Ramadan, Muslims abstain from food and water from sunrise to sunset. This year, Ramadan will be observed from the start of May until the beginning of June. I'm Sonny Young, and you're listening to the sunny side of sports on The Voice of America. Young footballers around the world dream of following in their heroes' footsteps and going to Europe to play for top teams like Barcelona. A group of mainly African migrants has taken a first step. With the help of a sympathetic coach, they formed their own team in the Spanish leagues. The club offers far more than a weekend of practice for the young men, many of whom have risked their lives to reach Spanish shores. In this encore Sunny Side of Sports presentation, let's listen in again to this feature by Henry Ridgewell, who was reporting from Jerez, Spain.
Sunday morning in the suburbs of Jerez, and two local teams are battling relegation. The third tier of the Andalusian League may not attract many spectators, but for the players of Alma de Africa, football means family. The team, whose name means Soul of Africa, is made up of migrants, plus a few locals to help integrate the newcomers. In the shadow of the elaborate Jerez de la Frontera railway station, the players enjoy a post-match coffee. Among them is Modu Ndiaye, who left his home in Senegal 2 years ago. Ndiaye says he and others took a boat from Senegal to the island of Tenerife and that the journey took 10 days. He says it was really hard and everyone thought the group wouldn't make it. He says they ran out of drinking water and suffered a lot. Thanks to God, he says, they reached their destination. Ndiaye's teammate, Bashir Aldaf, arrived in Jerez just 2 months ago. Aldaf says he was a footballer in his country, and on the day he arrived in Spain, asked around for a team to play with. Aldaf says he went to Jerez Football Club for 2 weeks, but the coach told him he couldn't play because he lacked the right papers. Aldaf says the coach told him to go and find Alma de Africa. Alma de Africa was born 3 years ago when locals spotted a group of migrants playing football in a park. The players would often argue, so the locals found a referee and in stepped Alejandro Benitez. On the pitch, Benitez saw talent. Off it, he recognised deep vulnerability. So he set up a team and persuaded the Spanish football leagues to let them play. He says they started from nothing and invested their own money, adding that every year, however, the team has to start from scratch. Benitez appears to be a father figure for many of the players. His role as president extends well beyond the club. Benitez says at the end of the match, we cannot let them go back to their old way of living, selling stuff at traffic signals, washing cars. He says they need more than footballs. He says they need apartments to avoid living on the streets and classes so they can learn the language more quickly. He says they need support to get them into the labour market, to show that diversity is not negative but positive. Claiming asylum and getting the right legal papers can take years. Finding steady work is all but impossible. Despite the support of the club, Aldaf is finding it tough. He says that before, he believed life would be better in Spain, but it's very difficult without a job. Alma de Africa supports a handful of the tens of thousands of migrants arriving every year in Spain. It also aims to change attitudes through a shared passion. On the pitch, the team is struggling. The bigger challenge is to find the money to keep this football family moving forward. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Jerez, Spain.
Thanks, Henry. The pop group Maroon 5 will be the main halftime entertainment during Sunday's Super Bowl in Atlanta. The AP's Archie Zaragetta tells us more.
Usually the musicians who do the Super Bowl halftime show will meet with reporters in the days before to give lighthearted banter about how they prepared, who their favorite teams are, that kind of thing. Maroon 5 will not. They did not say why, but the NFL says the artists will let their show do the talking as they prepare to take the stage this Sunday. The move comes as several musicians say they turned down the gig as a show of solidarity with former NFL quarterback Colin Kaepernick and his protests against racial inequality. The NFL says it will use social media to show the behind-the-scenes preparations instead. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And that wraps up the January 30th edition of the Sunny Side of Sports. Thanks to Voice of America producer Bill Werkinger. Thanks also to VOA engineer Rob McLean. And thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the Sunny Side of Sports.
Hello, this is Shaka Sali, host of Straight Talk Africa. on the next Stray Dog Africa. Has the perception of women as leaders on the continent changed in the last decade? An in-depth discussion on African women and their future as leaders on the next Stray Dog Africa.
Tune in Wednesdays at 18:30 UTC right here on VOA Africa.
What's happening, Africa? This is Jackson Bunganyi in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami in Johannesburg, South Africa. Thank you for joining us on Upfront each Wednesday, 17:30 UTC, for a lively discussion on issues that are topical, challenging, and always engaging.
The show tries to capture that fundamentally aspirational nature of today's African youth. As you've noticed, right here on the show, we talk about everything. Nothing is off the table.
I am a social networker, often online. For me, it's all about making connections, meeting people.
Ooh, without my family, I don't think I would have been here today because they gave me a lot of support morally.
Can't AU, African Union, can these people really solve this nonsense of rigging election, brutality during what election violence, all this whatever?
Employment rates are climbing, so definitely there's less jobs in the market now.
Remember to connect with us on Facebook and on Twitter at Upfront Africa.
Hello, Africa. This is James Butte, host of Daybreak Africa, inviting you to join me every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC as we bring you the latest in African news, features, and sports. You can also be a part of Daybreak Africa through our listener mail segment by sending your comments and opinions to daybreakafrica@voanews.com. You can also call us and leave us a voicemail at 202-205-9942. That's 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, press the number 25 to leave us your message. Start your day with Daybreak Africa every weekday morning at 3, 4, 5, and 6 hours UTC on the Voice of America.
This is Science in a Minute.
The U.S. Geological Survey says 71% of the Earth's surface is covered with water. A couple of recent studies have also suggested that there are oceans of water deep inside our planet's mantle. Scientists suggest after its formation about 4.53 billion years ago, Earth was a dry, hot, and molten planet. A heavy bombardment of water and ice-bearing asteroids and comets several million to a billion years later provided the supply of H2O we rely on today. Now, research by a team of geoscientists from Arizona State University proposes another source of Earth's water they say has been overlooked. The sun and planets were formed from a large cloud of gas and dust containing an abundant supply of hydrogen. The study suggests a combination of all that hydrogen along with Earth's rocky materials could be the origin of most of our planet's water. I'm VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Are you suffering from heartache? No problem. We've got the cure for you. The African beat can soothe your heartache with its awesome tunes from the African continent. So join me, David Vandy, Mondays through Fridays at 0900 and 2000 Universal Time for a healing journey. I guarantee it.
VOA's Learning English is available online at learningenglish.voanews.com. Check out our programs such as Let's Learn English, English in a Minute, Everyday Grammar, and many more. VOA's Learning English, your reliable source for learning English.
We are always glad to have our listeners throughout Africa tuning in to our newscasts covering African news. Tune in on top of each hour 24/7. VOA is your trusted source of news and information.
The
this is